We're up to Kuf Nun Beis on the Beis, the top. Amar Vavo, Kol Sha Omri Mitnei Hamesh, Yodei Ashiyista Magola. Whatever you say in the presence of a person who's dead, he knows about until the Golel is covered over. Rashi learns Yistam HaGolel. Golel Hukisi Shinosan Al Arona. Rashi learns that the Golel is cover for the casket that's buried in the ground. And Tosfos learns that it's the tombstone that goes over the casket. Okay, so until that's closed, the mace knows what's going on. Pligibor Abchia, and then the Sfarim bring down. It's like he hears it in a dream. He's still there's enough of his nefesh still left by the body that he has an awareness of what's going on around him. One says, like we said, that the mace knows what's going on until the gola is covered. That he knows what's going on until his flesh decomposes. That his flesh also is pained for him, and his nefesh is misabah. And the Marsha explains that the Avelis of the Nefesh on the goof lasts only 7 days. But his knowledge of what's going on lasts until the flesh decomposes. So the one who says that until the flesh decomposes, the mace still knows what's going on, has a feeling of what's going on around him. So he learns from this pasuk, and the one who says Achiyistam Hagolel Deshiv Yoshev HaOfra Al Haaretz Kishahoya, the Haruach Toshuv Elokim Asher Nesana. So the offer, once a person is put into the ground, he's bottled to the karka. That's called the Yoshev HaOfra Al Haaretz. Once he's committed to the ground, so he loses his recognition of what's going on around him. The Haruach Toshuv Elokim Asher Nesana. Right? It could have just said, Baruch Tashuv Elohim. What's the extra words? Asher Nesana, who gave it to him. Right? The spirit goes back to the Rabban who gave it to him. T'nalo kamo shenot nitalach. That comes to him, to me. You should give it back the way that you got it. B'tahara. Afatah b'tahara. Just like you came into this world pure, you should give the body back to the Rabban Shalom like you got it pure. Moshe l'melech boser v'dam, shecholat bigdei malchus lavodat. Right, a melech gave out royal clothing to his servants. The royal clothing is like the body. The body clothes the neshama. Tikhin shibohem kiplum v'hinichum b'kufsa. So the wise ones folded them up and left them in a box for safekeeping. The Marsha says that the person doesn't fold up his body and not use it. The net is that when they had to use it, they used it for good things. But when it came to negative things or whatever, they wrapped it up and put they got them away. They shouldn't get dirty. They used them. But they only used them when there were things that would maintain their royalty. When they had to do things that were not good, they took off the royal clothing and folded it up. So too, a person only used his body for the proper things, not for the improper things. Came for the improper things, he folded up the body and didn't use it. And the fools use the clothing for even the things that dirtied them up. And after a while, the king wanted his kelim back. Same thing over here. He wanted the body back. So the wise ones returned them when they were perfectly clean and folded. And the fools returned it when the clothing were dirty. The king was happy with the wise ones, and he was angry with the foolish ones. Right? And he said, "Put my clothing back in the otzer, back in the treasure house, and they'll go back home the shalom." Same thing, the tzaddikim, who give back their body pure, the body goes to the otzer, it's buried, and they go back home. And there's the neshama goes back to the Rabban Shalom. The Altipshin Amar Kli and Osul Kobes. The Kli should go to the one who has to wash it. Right? The Hang is Chabshu Veshu Asurim. And they'll be put into prison. Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu Al Guf and Shal Sadikim Omer Yavo Shalom Inuchal Mishkavosim. By the what's it called, the goof of tzaddikim, they go back in peace to rest in peace in the Otzer, and the clothing gets put back in the Otzer, so the body is buried in peace. And on the neshama it says that the neshama is connected to the Rabban Shalom. Al goof and shal rishoyim hu omer ein shalom omer Hashem la rishoyim, and the body, it doesn't have any menucha, because it needs to go through a lot of purification, right? Just like sending the clothes to the cleaners. And the shama also, this nefesh, the nefesh is put into the gigantic slingshot and shot from place to place, just like the person is put in prison. And this kafakela is a hint to what's it called, to gilgul neshamas, that if a person didn't make it the first time around, so till three times he comes back in the body of somebody else. Not that he comes back as somebody else, but his neshama is connected to the neshama of somebody else and has a chance to come back into this world to purify itself. And that's called kafakela. It's like a slingshot. It's shot from one body to another body. Rashi's still here. The Yashuva offer. No, all of the nafsho, all of to Abel calls man sheishvul baser, as long as the flesh hasn't totally decomposed, yeshvul a nefesh tzad chiyus lahavid. There's still something left by the body of a nefesh by the body that it has. It understands what's going on. The yashuva offer, gufo kori offer. The body is called earth. Right. And this opinion holds that as soon as the body is committed to the earth, the ruach goes back to the Rabban Shalom. The Mela, the body has no recognition of what's going on. Asher nisana kriyaserahu. Didn't have to say asher nisana. Lidrish. Have izor hashiven away love. Kamoshin nitma lecha nekiyah b'loavim. Give the body back clean like it was given to you, without any sins. Kli enosnu laotzer. That's neon. Avzuti enosin tachas kisei akavod. And the kli, what's it called, goes back to the treasure house, right, to put it away. And these, the god, the what's it called, the body is deposited in the ground, and it's under the Kisei HaKavo. In other words, the spiritual counterpart of the body is under the Rabban Shalom's throne, the Koveh Salavna. And the other ones, the one that gave back the dirty clothing, have to go to the cleaners. Avzula Gehenna with Sarf Mishram. So too here, the counterpart of the body goes to Gehenna, right? And the neshama, which is the higher part, goes back to the Rabban Shalom, or goes to Kafakela and is shot into other bodies. The Beishu Asurim, Bechoshet below Ora V'Shalva. Kafakela, Rochav Haritzush, Nosin Ha'evan L'Tocho. That's a slingshot. It's the part you put the stone in, the wide part of the slingshot. The Kalea Asuya Ke'en Kath. Right? That's why it's called Kafakela. It's made to shoot the stone, and it's like a calf, it's like a palm. Bitzrachaim is Hashem Elokecha imo b'kiso. You're there together with the Rabban Shalom on his kisei. That's Bitzrachaim. Okay. What? I go, but even when it comes in for a tikkun, the Rabban Shalom, he starts with a new leaf.
But the body is, what we're talking about, the body is pure. The body has been sullied by sin in this world here.
Right, even though it says also, but the neshama also, Baruch HaTov Evoecha, Baruch HaTov Tzeisecha, refers on the neshama also. Some bring a proof from that there is no such thing as Gilgul Neshamas. The Rashash says that since it says you should be, just like when you come into this world without sin, you leave without sin, it sounds that that's always the case. But the pshat is that even when a person did in a previous life, he comes back into this world, he starts a new cheshbon. Whatever the tikkun is, that's beyond him. He starts from zero here with the tikkun that he has to do. That's not his, that's a chet. He doesn't have sins when he comes into the world. Okay, let's go on. Tanya Rav Elezer Omer, Nishmosin Shal Tzadikim Genuzos Tachas Kisei HaKavod. The Nishamos of Tzadikim are deposited under the Kisei HaKavod. Shenemar V'hois HaNefesh Adoni Tzrura V'Tzrachayim. Right, like what's it called? Abigail told David, right, that the what's it called? Your neshama. She was one of the seven Nevi'os, Rashi said. She was Menabe, that after he died, his nefesh would be tsrura b'tzor hachayim, right? Would be bound up with the bound of life, meaning together with Rav Anushim, under his kisei. Here, this Gemara, what's it called, clearly says that after a person dies, the neshamas of tzaddikim are under the kisei hakavod. The Svarim say that I think Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that in Kel Moli Rachmim, you shouldn't say tachas kisei hakavod. But you should say al kisei hakavod, because only the neshamas of geirim are under the kisei hakavod. Neshamas of tzaddikim are above the kisei hakavod. Yeah, this Gemara is mashma. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but here's mashma clearly that the neshamas of tzaddikim are tachas kisei hakavod, and the girsa of tachas kisei hakavod seems to be the right one. But he says if you say tachas kisei hakavod, it's better you didn't say anything, because the neshamas of tzaddikim are not tachas kisei hakavod, but al kisei hakavod. V'shel Rishoyim Zomamos V'holchos. And the Rishoyim's Neshama, Zomamos V'holchos, they're wandering around. And we've said that means that, what's it called, they're shot into other bodies. Zomamos, Rashi, Ditzror HaChayim, Es Hashem Elokecha, Imo B'kiso. Zomamos, Kamo B'zmoma de Parzula, Chavushos V'veis HaSoar. They're, what's it called, confined and Holchos, they walk around, they're sent to other bodies. Umalach echad omeg v'sof ha'olam. Umalach echad omeg v'sof ha'olam. How does this kafa kela work? One angel stands on one end of the world, another angel on the other end. Umekala nishmosen zelazen. They shoot the body with a slingshot from one to the other. Shenemar v'yasnefesh oivecha yikalenu v'sof kafa kela. And the neshama of your enemies, she said to David, who are Rishoyim, they should be shot with the slingshot. Omerle Rabbah of Nachman shall Beinonim mai. So Rabbah said to Nachman, what about Beinonim? What about the people not Tzaddikim, not Rishoyim? What happens to them? Omerle Ika Shachivna lo Amri lechu. Right? Hi Milsa. Right? Haven't the dead told you this Maisa, Rashi? Elu ve'el Rishoyim u'Beinonim. No, we didn't say that. Hachi Omer Shmuel. Right? The Meister, what's it called? He said the following. This is what Shmuel said. Second, there's a good here. He said to him like this. He answered him, Ishachivna, right? Lo Amri Lechu Hai Milsa. Right? If I would have died, I wouldn't be able to tell you this, what happens to the Nefesh Abeinim. But now, this is what Shmuel said. Elu ve'elu Dumalim Sarim. Both the Rishoyim and the Beinonim are given over to the Malach, who's Mamuna on the Mesim, who's called Duma. Halalu yesh lemanoach, halalu ein lemanoach. The Beinonim, at least, are at rest. They're not Bitzur HaChayim, they're not together with Rabban Shalom, but they're in the hands of this Malach, but they're not shot around the world. And the Rishoyim, they have no rest. Omer Eb Mori, Asirim Tzadikim Davayafra. Even the Tzadikim, who will see, do not disintegrate, do not decompose right away, but in the future, before Tchias HaMeisim, they'll also turn to dust. That the earth, in other words, the body, will go back to the earth. So it's mashma, the body decomposes. There were people digging in the field of Nachman. Nochar Behur of Achai Bar Yoshia. And Rav Achai Bar Yoshia was buried there. And when they uncovered him, so he groaned at them, or growled at them. Also, the Amr of Nachman, Nochar ben Gavra, right? Nochar bon Gavra, right? They went to Torah of Nachman. This dead guy growled at us. Also, the Amr Lei, Man Nihu, Mar, who are you? Amr Lei, I'm Achai Bar Yoshia. So I'm Achai Bar Yoshia. Didn't Rav Mori say that even the tzaddikim, he may be a tzaddik, but they're also going to turn to dust? So how could you still be, what's it called, intact? Amarle, umani mori lo yadanele. I don't know who your Rebbe is, but that I have to listen to what he said. I know that I'm not dust, right? He could say whatever he wants to say, but I'm telling you that I didn't turn to dust. Amarle v'hakroksi, the Maestro Pasuk says, v'yashuv ha'ofer ala aris kishahaya. Forget about my Rebbe. The Pasuk says that the body turns to dust. Amarle zakroyach koheles v'akroyach mishle. Whoever taught you koheles never taught you mishle. Yasiv v'rekev atzamos kina. It says that the bones disintegrate because of jealousy. Kol mishiyesh lo kina v'libo atzmosu markivim. Whoever has jealousy, his bones rot. A person who had no jealousy in his heart, I wasn't a jealous person, and then my bones didn't rot. Gashashay touched him, chazi disbe mishashay. So he wasn't just an apparition. He was really a body who was talking. Omerle lekumar legave debesa. So that's the case, that you can talk, right? You haven't turned to dust, why don't you go home? Omerle galisa died for the filu nevilo karisa. Not only haven't you learned ksuvim, mishle and mishle, right? You haven't even learned nevi'im. It says that what's it called in Yecheskel, that you'll know that I'm Hashem when I open your graves. Right? That only with permission of the Rabban Shalom can the dead get up, and even the people who didn't disintegrate and still have a certain amount of life can't exercise it in a way that that they're like they're living again. Can't get out of the grave. The Maestro Pasuk says, you are earth, and you're going to return to the earth. Every person, even the biggest tzaddik, will turn to dust 1 second before Tchias HaMeisim. Marsha says, in order then to, when the Rabban Shalom makes Tchias HaMeisim, it will be like Yesh Me'ayim. It will be similar to the way the world was created, from nothing. Here it's at least nothing, not nothing, but it's similar to nothing. Being made again from nothing. Let's see, Rashi. Elu the Elu. Rishoyim ubeinanim, the Duma, Malach HaMamun al Aruchos. Duma is the angel that's appointed over the souls of the dead. To have a Afra, filu tzadikim nirkot menasim offer. Even tzadikim he composed. Kapulai chopin, people who were digging. He was buried there, and he growled at them. He said, I don't know who your Rebbe is, and I don't really care what he says. But I know that I didn't turn to dust. The person who has jealousy, his bones decompose. That's most of Markim. All of Nemr of Yashav Lover. And him, that Pasuk was said, if you're so alive, why don't you go home? Bepischi b'halosi, actually, alenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mikivroseinu ein lan rishus lalos. We are, to a certain degree, still alive, but we have no permission to go out of the grave until the Rabbanus will take us out. V'akshiv el ofer tashu, v'hai lekel ha-neimer b'rishoyim l'chudayu, t'chol kilosa shol adam harishin kol darosa shom lehem. But it's said by Adam Harishin applies to all of his descendants, even tzaddikim. So how could that be that that you didn't turn to earth? So he said that that's the Enechanami. All tzaddikim will turn to earth 1 second before Tchias HaMeisim. Okay.
The boy was right in the end.
The what?
Well, Mori said in the beginning was right.
Yeah, he was right.
Now, was only the Gemara then.
That what?
That he said, I know your Rebbe was
Yisroel. No. What he said was, I don't know who he is, and that doesn't mean to say that they turned to dust right away. The Gemara just says that what was Taka the Pshat, or what did Remori mean?
Yes, right, that,
yeah. Can you learn from the fact that he didn't know who his Rebbe was, that after death even something came, they don't have, they're not all knowledgeable?
Yeah, for sure. That's for sure. People are still people. They're not all knowledgeable after death. The child is only they know what's going on for them or in their presence. But that they know everything, they're not the Rabban Shalom after you die.
If
just dead.
If they don't decompose, then does that make them knowledge forever?
No, so they don't, yeah, it just says till the longest thing, right, the horror of things that are nogeya to them directly, they must have they know. That's the shadow with the body, what's around the body. What's going on, the cloud, the neshama knows, is a different Gemara. We have in brachas. Whether neshamas know what's going on, right, afterwards or whatever. There it could be up till the first year, the neshama is still going back and forth, and after the first year, the neshama is settled, so it doesn't know either what's going on here. Unless it's something with its own family or whatever, then it's possible the neshama knows. Here we're talking about the body being aware of what's going on, and they compare it to like a person hearing something in a dream. the body's not really alive, right? But it still has a certain amount of life force in it, then it's aware of what's going on around it. It's not mamish alive, it's dead. It's metallic. It's not as if it's alive. And here the same thing. The Marsha says that there's three partners to a person. He has a neshama, he has flesh and blood, and he has bones. The bones come from the father, the Gemara says in Nida. The basar and dam come from the mother, and the neshama comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. And each part separates by death. And that's why it says that a tzaddik, when he comes to the next world, three groups of Malachi Ashoris come to greet him. And each one represents a different part of him. One represents the neshama, one represents the flesh, and one represents the bones. And the bones usually don't disintegrate completely. There's one bone, etzem luz, that remains till tchias hamesim, and the flesh taka disintegrates. By a big tzaddik, a person doesn't have kina, so his bones aren't, what's it called, don't go away. And for somebody who's a bigger tzaddik, even the flesh doesn't disintegrate. Right? Even the part from the mother doesn't disintegrate. That's why some say that by a person who's sick, you daven in the name of the mother, because you're davening that his flesh should still be around. The bones anyway are not going to disintegrate. That's the father's part. Once he's dead, so the only part that's left by most people is the bones. That came from the father, so you use the father's name after death. Okay. Omer le'ahut snuki l'rabbo. Amrisa nishmasin shel tzadikim. Yeah. Genuzos tachas kisei hakavod. Right? You say that the neshama goes under the kisei hakavod. So it's totally separated from the body, and it's settled by kisei hakavod, tzadikim. Ubatamya hech yaski l'shmuel b'negida. So Ubatamya, he was, an ov. Bal ov. They used to use bones. Tamya is bones. Rashi says, where's Rashi? Uba Tamya, Bal Ov, Shemishtamish Batsamos. Uba, Bal Ov is somebody who, brings up the dead by using bones to a necromancer. A person who speaks to the dead and brings up their neshamas. And he does it with bones. So he's an ov, tamya is bones. The chen pirush of haim, pirush of taros, bayishu mole tamya, mole atzamos. Tamya means, it doesn't mean tame, it doesn't mean the tame uva. It means ov of bones. Benegida came karam achshepa shal ov belashin arami. So he brought up with his magic, he brought up the neshama of Shmuel, right? So if Shmuel's neshama was under the kisei hakavod, how could a guy like this have the koach to bring the neshama back into this world from under the Rabbanu Shlom's kisei hakavod? The Chari has no shlita over there. There's no control. That was within 12 months of when he died. And within 12 months, like we said, the neshama is not settled. The neshama takes 12 months to really settle tachas kisei hakavod. Says the first 3 days, the neshama goes from the house to the kever, it doesn't know what's going on. Until the 7 days, it's still more unsettled. And the Rashba says that the avelus is more of a nosi bo'ol, it's empathizing with the neshama. When the neshama knows that the people down here are mourning together with it, and going through difficult time together, it makes it easier for the neshama. It's one of the reasons for the Avelus. So the first 3 days are the most difficult, just like it's the most difficult for the Neshama. Till 7 days, a little bit less difficult, till 30 days, and finally the Avelus is over at the end of the year. The Mashra from here, that till the end of the year, though, there's an idea of Avelus. Right? All Avelus ends after 30 days, except for parents. And they say, some Shitas hold, that after the parents is not Avelus. For the parents is called Kibud Avoim. It's covered. Right, and therefore, the nafkamina is, if it's because of avelus after 30 days, then a woman has equally chayiv to be mesabel as a man. But if it's because of kibud av, a married woman is potter from kibud av la'aim if it interferes with her husband. And that lahalacha, Ramosha Feinstein paskins, the poskin before him also who said that, this chiddush, that sins after 30 days is not avelus. Avelus ends after 30 days. But after that, it's kibud av la'aim. So a woman whose husband wants her to go with him to a wedding, And his covet comes before the covet of her father and mother. So she can go, because it's only out of covet. It could be that it is no contradiction. Even if there's an idea of avelus, because in the Shama, after 30 days, she's still going through, it's not enough to demand avelus. But because there's an inyan of kibbut avaim, so the Mela, till the 12 months, there's an inyan. After 12 months, there's no inyan b'chal. The Shama's not going through anything. It's not enough to be because of avelus itself, but it's enough to be machayev al kibbut avaim. The Tanya, call you beis chodesh gufo kaim and ishmosu all of your revis. The whole 12 months, the person's body is still, to a certain degree, kayim, depends on how much of a tzaddik he was, and his neshama goes up and down. After 12 months, the goof, I guess of most people, because real tzaddikim, it says, till 1 second before tchias ha-nesim, don't decompose, the neshmasu all of the shuvin yiris. Then it gets settled, tachas kisei ha-kovod, and doesn't come down. That's the neshama of tzaddikim. But Neshama of Beinonim and Rishoyim aren't even Tachas Kisei HaKavod then. Okay. Kita we said. Anything else here? Tafakela we explained. Very good. Okay. Yeah. It depends. Again, it says after the body disintegrates. There's a the tzaddik. What's it called? You daven by the kever. Could be that the neshama there is more aware. Again, we're talking the body knowing or the neshama knowing. Could be that somebody by the kever, the neshama knows what's going on by his kever. Not that the body has a.